Hello, what have we here?
The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast special report.
Greetings, Exalted One.
Reporting from the LA Convention Center in beautiful downtown Los Angeles, California.
At last, where have you been?
It's a ForceCast Celebration 4 report.
I've got to rest before I fall apart.
The galaxy is listening.
I don't have a landing permit. I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Hey, ForceCast fans. Jimmy Mack here with this special ForceCast report from Star Wars Celebration 4 in Los Angeles.
How you doing, you old pirate? So good to see you.
Jason and myself were lucky to be invited to an intimate press conference with Lando Calrissian himself, Billy D. Williams.
Hello, what have we here?
Billy D. has a ton of projects going on, but he wasn't too busy to visit Star Wars fans packed into the LA Convention Center. The man showed up looking good, dressed to the nines and smooth as silk. From the very beginning of our visit, it was obvious he was in good spirits.
Well, it's a lovely day today, and it's really nice to see you. I just had my morning exercise.
Billy D., first of all, as a fan, I just want to thank you for being here. I look around, and I see some of your colleagues conspicuous by their absence, and I want to personally thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be here to help celebrate with us.
Oh, I was looking forward to this.
Great. My question is, one of the big stories out of this convention seems to be the Fanboys movie. And I know that, I understand that you had some involvement in that. I've spoken with the director, and he calls it a love letter to Star Wars. What was your experience in involvement with that film, and why did you decide to do it?
I just did a cameo.
Right.
And they asked me to do it. I said, why not? You know, if it's an opportunity, especially if it's an opportunity where there's humor. I'm always looking to do some humor, so that was one opportunity. You know. And it's a very funny movie, very funny script. It's not out yet, though, is it?
Not yet.
You're gonna like this
January.
Movie. It's a fun movie.
Great.
It's a really fun experience.
We're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Star Wars, and of course, you jumped on in the franchise when it already was a huge mega hit. Here we are, 30 years later. It seems to be as popular as ever, if not more so. How does that surprise you, the longevity of the series? And how much attention do you still get for portraying Lando Calrissian?
Well, I get a lot of attention. But, you know, this experience is this is what you call a bona fide phenomenon. And, you know, this is one of these situations that comes maybe twice in a lifetime, maybe. But it came to a person, I think, if we look at it from the perspective of the supreme energy that permeates our existence, this man somehow was chosen by life to do this, and he has obviously used it very well.
To say the least. You were also great in Agent 00 Soul.
No, oh. I try to forget that one. My son produced that one.
Billy D. Williams.
Hello, Peter. Welcome to the cool side of the pillow. You've had a hard day. Rest that weary head of yours and drift on off to dreamland. Works every time.
Billy D. expressed great pride in his portrayal of Lando Calrissian, and he wasn't concerned with perceived racial boundaries.
I don't. My tendency is not to think about racial differences. My tendency is to think about creating a character that has a unique qualities and interesting qualities. And as far as Lando is concerned, I was really just trying to create a character that was beyond or devoid of all of those issues, those two issues, you know, black or white. I just wanted to talk about a guy that was pretty cool and suave and roguish. Charming and handsome. you know, and all that kind of stuff. That's all I was really interested in doing with this particular character. I mean, I don't think that way. I don't want to get my head into that place. African-American, white, black, all that stupid crap. You know, I get sick and tired of, you know, like living my life on that level. I don't want to live my life on that level.
Billy D knows that you have to smell cool to be cool.
Well, I got a fragrance that's going to come out in October. We've decided on the name. It's called Billy D is the men's, and then Ciao Bella is the female. So hopefully we can get QVC and a lot of those people to get really interested in it. So I'm really very excited about that. But as far as acting is concerned, I've been working on something I've never done, but I chose to do because I've done just about everything else. A soap opera, a nighttime soap called Night Shift. It's a spinoff from General Hospital, but it's very interesting. A lot of wonderful young people in it who are very fine actors and everything. But the character I play is a real interesting character. And they wrote it in. They wrote it. I'm just going to do this one little thing with them. You know, they asked me to do it. But it's a real interesting character. So, in fact, I'm going to sing in this one.
Hello, what do we have here?
You've seen him defy Darth Vader. Now hear Lando Calrissian as you've never heard him before. Lando Calrissian duets. Lando sings the blues. Lando gets down and grungy with Pearl Jam.
Come on in, old buddy, don't let me down. He's alive and in perfect hibernation.
Lando goes reggae with Bob Marley.
Lively up yourself. Someone must have told him about my little maneuver at the Battle of Teneb.
Lando gets down and funky with Isaac Hayes.
This cat Lando's one bad mother. I'm just talking about Lando.
Lando goes hip-hop with Eminem.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Lando Calrissian.
It's Lando Calrissian Duets. Lando sings the blues on Cloud City Records. On sale now, wherever CDs and holodramas are available.
This deal's getting worse all the time.
Billy D then talked about his part in developing the character of Lando Calrissian.
A lot of it is me. You know, when I was a little boy growing up, my mom was in love with Rudolph Valentino. And I remember as a little boy seeing him on the screen, I thought, yeah, I want to do that. When I did Empire Strikes Back, that was the first one. Irv Kershner came to my house, and we sat down and we talked. And he is very much interested in Buddhism and Eastern philosophy, and so was I, particularly at that time. And so we really hit it off. He really liked me. And so that's how it all kind of started. And then I can't tell you, once I got into reading the script and then talking to the everybody, I kind of thought of it was a great idea, especially, I'll tell you the key, what was key to that character for me, especially when I was introduced to him, was the cape. A cape. The cape did it for me. Colored that whole character for me. I never thought I'd ever wear a cape in a movie, man.
And then they gave you another one for Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
There's a bonus. Was that in your contract?
It should have been. I could make more money. No.
Have you ever been approached to lend your voice to any of the LucasArts video games?
Yeah, I did it, didn't I? I thought I did it, didn't I? Yeah, I did one, yeah.
Any plans in the future to do more of that sort of thing?
If they ask me, and if they pay me, hey, it's cool with me.
And Billy D had a few things to say about the old rumors that George Lucas was going to kill off Lando at the end of Jedi.
Yeah, I heard that too. I think, you know, the more I hear it, I think maybe that might have been true. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't ever remember anybody telling me that. I knew that I was going to do something heroic, and I was hoping to really save I wanted to be the only one to save the day, but you can't have everything you wish for. But I knew that I was somehow going to be included in saving the day. That's all I know. There are all kinds of rumors. Somebody, I just found out a rumor the other day. Somebody showed it to me. I was being interviewed by this person, and they said that and they showed it to me. It was on the off of the what do you call it, the internet, and said that I had died. And I got real nervous there for a moment. I haven't been the same since I heard that. I don't want to go anywhere.
We were really fortunate yesterday that Mr. Kirshner was here and gave a great talk about the making of Empire Strikes Back.
That was the best. Empire was the best of all, to me.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
That was the consensus of everybody at the panel. But he, of course, told the tale of the when you were on the set doing Harrison Ford was kissing Carrie Fisher goodbye and the I love you, I know line, and you know that there was a little bit of tension on the set, they were running over and that sort of thing. Do you have any memories of that particular day and them trying to get that perfect line?
that particular line?
Well, the whole sequence between Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, the I love you, I know.
It might have been tension, but I don't pay attention to all of that. I don't even know. People tell me there's tension. I don't even know there's tension. I'm so busy living in my little world. No, it was great. I had a good time with everybody. And, you know, whenever we see each other, it's always very cordial, very amicable, and just very nice. It was a wonderful experience. Carrie and I became pretty good friends, you know. We used to talk a lot.
Billy Dee had a great time during his experience on the sets of Empire and Jedi, but sometimes dialogue from a galaxy far, far away can be a little rough, even for a Hollywood veteran like Billy Dee Williams.
One difficult moment was, you know, when George, especially in The Return of the Jedi, I was like in the ship with that character next to me. What was that character's name?
Yeah.
Never
had to say his name.
Yeah, right. But anyway, I remember he gave me this dialogue, and I just had such difficulty, you know, getting into it. So I asked him to throw the words at me, and then I would repeat the words after him. But that was kind of scary for me for a moment. You know, you always, when you go into a project, you really want to be on top of everything, and you know, and it's nerve-wracking when you're not. But he accommodated me, so. At least Marlon, you know, with Marlon Brando, I mean, he used to like write everything out and put it on, hanging into things, you know.
That's the money for the orphanage. That means, Mr. Lashad, you're the Cobra.
Sorry, baby, it's just business.
All this time it was you.
Pretty and smart. What a shame.
Razzle dazzle!
Autumn, Crystal, bad news. Corvette was working for the Cobra. But fear not, he will pay.
Checking.
Well, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. Billy Dee, it was so great working with you.
Oh, well, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
You're sweet.
Take care.
You too.
That audio is from Billy Dee's cameo on ABC's Lost earlier this season. And he told us how he ended up on the hit show.
Well, I first started doing it on the Jimmy Kimmel show. You know, I did these little skits because he's a big fan of Lost. And how that happened was that I have this character that I do on my website. He's like there was a guy called the Continental back in the 50s, and I remember him as a little boy. And he would come on every 15 minutes and talk to, well, in those days, women needed somebody like that to talk to them. Women today don't need that. But he would come on and serve champagne and talk all of this wonderful love stuff, you know, So I did a character like that for my website. Anyway, the Kimball Show picked up on it, and they used it on the show one time. Instead of having me talk to women, they had me talking to a guy, love stuff to a guy. So I was a little bothered by it because nobody asked me permission to use it. But then when I saw it, I thought it was really hysterical. So anyway, we decided to have me come on, and I think I was about five. I think I did five. What did I do? Five? Is Marcy here?
Yeah.
Oh. I forget. Anyway, I do five or six of them anyway, where they would take a scene from Lost and then insert me in the scene. So it was really kind of a fun parody kind of thing. So as a result of that, the Lost people asked me to come on and play myself playing a killer, which is kind of an interesting twist. I mean, because I don't really watch the show that much, or I don't know if I've ever really watched it, but I understand there are so many different twists going on all the time, and this was one of those situations. But I do it again because I'm having fun, man. I'm enjoying myself. I got good people in my life, people I love dearly. And you know, my life is, I paint, you know.
That leads me to a question about your artwork. You did do a piece that was a tribute to The Empire Strikes Back. I was wondering if there's any more Star Wars artwork in your future.
I had actually did two paintings.
Oh.
One with Lando Calrissian throwing cards out.
Yes, you know, yes, of course.
I don't think anybody, I don't know how many people have seen that one. But the other one, I think people, if they've seen it, are more familiar with it. It's sort of a kind of a collage, a montage.
Right.
But this one is just, because I thought about Lando, you know, I said, nobody's ever really, you know, here's this guy who's a gambler, but you don't ever really see him in that, as the gambler. So I decided to do this painting of him throwing, a flush.
Something else about Lando that wasn't really represented in the films, but we all assumed, was that the man was had his way with the ladies. And I think that only someone as cool as you could have pulled that off for that character.
You're absolutely right about that.
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. Card player, gambler, scoundrel, you'd like him. Card player, gambler, scoundrel, you'd like him.
You truly belong here with us, one class. 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 You truly belong here with us, one class.
Hello, what have we here? Hello, what have we here?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. Card player, gambler. Scoundrel, you'd like him. Card player, gambler. Scoundrel, you'd like him.
Hello, what have we here? Hello, what have we here?
Someone must have told him about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tenev. Someone must have told him about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tenev. Someone must have told him about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tenev. Someone must have told him about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tenev.
Card player, gambler, scoundrel, you'd like him. Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. Card player, gambler, scoundrel, you'd like him.
Smooth Criminal by Succadelic wraps up this report from Celebration 4. Be sure to keep checking TheForce.net and RebelScum.com for more special reports from C4. A special ForceCast thank you goes out to Billy D. Williams, who was gracious enough to spend his time with us. On behalf of myself and Jason, thank you ForceCast staff, Pete, Dustin, and Dan. Jovial J. Shepherd is the man. Thank you, Philip Wise, for making it all possible. And thank you for listening. For TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.